Our guest this morning is Ron Bishop, who is the mayor of Waupun. Welcome, Mr. Mayor.
Hey, Bob. How are you doing today?
Good. Good. Got my voting in last week. I did the in-person absentee voting. I knew it was going to be a busy day today, so. But.
Well, that's the nice thing about when you vote early. You don't have to try to remember if something comes up. It's already in the bank and collecting interest, as they say.
Yeah, I still like to do it the day of elections, but every once in a while I'll do the absentee thing. So, anyway.
Yep.
Just a reminder for folks to get out there and vote today. But. All right. Where do you want to start? A lot of stuff going on in Waupun lately. Looking at your latest column, you had a couple of complaints you were looking into. Soybeans generating a smell in Waupun, or as some folks would say, the smell of money, right?
Yes, it's one of those things. There's opinions all over the map. One of the reasons I wrote the column is there's a couple of folks who are very upset about the odor that is created by the roasting of the soybeans at the United Co-op facility. And so I had responded and said, well, I also have a lot of people who call me that really like the smell and other people who say it's the smell of money. There's a wide variety of opinions, and I don't think they believe me that people actually like the smell. Well, if you read the comment section from that column a couple of weeks ago, there's a lot of opinions all over the map from people who hate the smell and are threatening to move out of the city because of it, to people who love the smell because it smells like popcorn, to people who look at it as a practical thing, like there's a give and take in everything, and it's the smell of money. It's the largest tax contributing taxpayer in the community. It's basically paying for the Shaler Drive extension. So there's a lot to it. But we have had meetings with United. Like, they're aware of the situation. I think there's ways we can at least bring the smell down, and if we can do that, that would be a win-win.
How is the Shaler Drive extension going?
It's under construction now. I checked it out yesterday. The sewer lines were out there. They've started moving dirt. I think once it goes, it's going to go pretty quick. And along with the Shaler Drive extension, we approved a second set of apartment complexes that'll be along Shaler Drive. And then to the north of that, we have 49 single-family residential units coming into Waupun. So we have a housing development, some more apartments out there. It's a growing part of the city. Waupun has a housing shortage, and anything we can do to help with the housing situation here, we're trying to be pretty proactive and do it.
Okay, one of the other things that you commented on is the use of flock cameras in Waupun. Some people are laboring under a misapprehension about what they're actually being used for, but I'll let you comment on that.
Well, that's exactly right. The flock camera takes a picture of a license plate, stores it in a server at the PD for 30 days, and then it gets deleted. But law enforcement likes to have flock cameras because if there's a particular vehicle they're looking for and they have a good reason to be looking for the vehicle, they can enter in the license plate information and see if it hits on one of the flock cameras, and they have an idea where that car is. There's misnomers and social media stuff out there that we can hear what you're talking about. We can't, that it's scanning your phone. It's not, that we're hacking your Bluetooth. We're not. It's a $3,000 camera that takes pictures of license plates and stores it for 30 days. That's all it is. I met with the police department yesterday. They showed me the whole process on how to do a flock hit, if you will. And you have to have a case number, a license plate, and you have to have a description as to why you're looking for the vehicle. And that thing gets audited at least once a month by our detective. So if anyone's using the system, they have to have a really good reason to do it. It's just not true that we have staff looking at these cameras. I don't care how often you're going to Quick Trip or something. The camera has been used to help in Waupun. It's been used recently to help catch people who had burglarized the business in town. And we also used it to help catch someone who was very suicidal and not in a good place. Thanks to the hit on the flock camera, the Waupun PD found the man quicker and took him to get him some help and may have very much saved a life. Also, just recently in the state of Ohio, they used a flock camera to find an 8-year-old kidnapped girl. So there's a lot of upside to it. I think people's concerns are valid in the sense we don't need Big Brother listening in on everything, but it's not how we're using it in Waupun. We've got procedures in place. And it's just another tool for law enforcement to help catch bad guys and keep people safe. So in that sense, I'm all for it.
Okay. Quite a few people from Waupun chipped in to provide relief for the people that were hit by the EF3 tornado in Menasha. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that. I know you had a couple of firefighters go there.
We did. I think we had four, it might have been six firefighters who went up the initial day of the storm because they needed ATV, UTV help because the streets were closed. We had several crews from Waupun Utilities who were up there for over a week to help restore power. Menasha Utilities is a public power community just like Waupun, and we try to help each other out. And then a couple of local businesses were also up there helping with cleanup. Both Wren's Nursery and Torres Tree Service had gone up to help. And it's just, you know, part of it was there was a Waupun connection. A couple of friends of mine live on the island there that got hit by the tornado. Their house is still standing, but it took some damage. But just two blocks from them, everything is gone. So there was a little bit of a Waupun connection there, which is one of the reasons some local Waupun businesses were helping out. But it's kind of what you do in Wisconsin. You know, if somebody has a storm roll through their city and it's a mess, everyone else tries what they can do to pitch in and help out. It says, you know, life's short. We've got to help each other.
Yeah, I can recall walking through Waupun after a tornado went through there the earlier part of this century. So no stranger to that kind of weather.
No, in my lifetime, I just turned 47 2 days ago, and I can remember two different tornadoes affecting Waupun pretty significantly, the one in 2004 and the one in 2018. Neither one of them did we have a massive tornado on the ground that destroyed the city, but both of them we had tornadoes in the area and strong winds and lots of damage. So they're nothing to screw around with. They're dangerous.
All right. Waupun, known as the City of Sculptures, I believe some concrete was being poured at Meadowmouth Fields for the latest addition. Tell us about that, if you would, please.
Yeah, so we've been adding to our sculpture collection, which is something that we're all really excited to be doing. Because you're right, we are the City of Sculpture, and we're trying to capitalize off of that. And so the latest one is out at Meadowmouth Fields. That's where the girls' softball complex is, and it's a sculpture of Mamie Redmond, who is somewhat known from the movie A League of Their Own, starring Tom Hanks. And she was a professional female baseball player in that World War II era, as is portrayed in the movie. She's a Waupun native. She was born here. I think she's buried here, too, because I know they portrayed her at the cemetery walk in the past. So that's the local connection, because as we're adding sculptures, we're not just adding random pieces of art. We want them to have something to do with Waupun or Waupun connection. So we've added Mamie Redmond, who was a professional baseball player. She's in the Hall of Fame. She was from Waupun. We've added a girl flying a kite because the Shaler Company made a lot of money for a long time making kites. And so we're doing stuff like that to keep our momentum going as the Wisconsin City of Sculpture.
And you got the Rosie the Riveter's sculpture, yep. Too. So,
yep, I knew I was forgetting one. And I'm glad you mentioned that because Rosie's moving. She's going to go off of Main Street. She's going to go to the corner of Drummond and Jefferson, where National Rivet's main office is located, which is a very appropriate place for her to be.
Wow. Anything else that you wanted to talk about today, Mr. Mayor?
No, I think that's it. Nice talking to you again. I like checking in on my second favorite city in Fond du Lac County, and always glad to talk to you, Bob.
We've been talking with Ron Bishop, who is the mayor of Waupun.